The Bitten by Diana Noonan. Illustrations by Matt Hunkin.
Who's got the camera, Dad?
Anyone seen my car keys?
What about the sandwiches?
It was Saturday morning, and we were running round like headless chickens. Come on, we've got to get going. It's 10:30.
Tidy Plains, here we come.
We were on our way to the Tidy Plains, to the place by the river where Dad grew up. We were going to an opening ceremony that will make our granddad famous.
Tell us again about what granddad did.
Dad had told the story heaps of times, but we always liked hearing it again.
Well, as you know, your granddad Hernady was a sheep farmer. He had some hill country, and then he had the swamp down by the river.
It's called a wetland, Dad.
It wasn't in those days. We just called it a swamp. People thought it was useless land. It was boggy in winter and grew ropo and rank grass in summer. Some of our neighbours grazed their rams on the grass, but mostly the swamp was good for nothing.
We started climbing the first of the big hills that divided the city from the plains on the other side.
Then some of our neighbours heard you could use a machine to dig drainage ditches so the swamp could dry out. That meant the land could be ploughed and sown in good grass. So that's what people did. They drained their swamps and started grazing sheep on the new, dry pasture. Soon all the farmers were doing it.
But not Granddad, because he saw the bittern.
Yep, that old bittern really changed everything. One day, when your granddad was watching a digger on his neighbour's farm, he saw a big brown bird with a long neck. The digger had frightened it, and the bird was flying towards Granddad's swamp. That bittern gave Granddad a funny feeling. He realised that if everyone on the Tairere River drained their swamps, there'd be no place for the bitterns to live. So he decided not to drain his swamp.
Dad stopped talking for a minute while he changed gear and passed the logging truck in front of us.
Wow, big logs.
I thought about Granddad's decision. Dad always said farming was tough back then. Granddad needed every bit of farmland he could get. It must have cost a lot of money to keep that land by the river the way it was.
Some of his neighbours called him a useless farmer. A few of them even said he was lazy.
People thought they could say anything in those days.
We reached the top of the last hill and pulled over to the side of the road.
Even from up here, you can make out our swamp. All that harakeke by the river was part of Granddad's farm.
We drove down the hill, not talking, until we were almost there.
Looks like we're the last to arrive. I hope we're not late.
We walked along a narrow path that ran between tall harakeke. We came to a pond and a big group of people. They were gathered round a sign that was covered in a cloth. Dad shook hands with some of the people, and then we bunched together to listen to a woman from Dock make a speech.
Wetlands are an important part of the ecosystem, and there are very few left on the Tairere Plains. Henari Karetu worked very hard to keep his swamp. He was a true conservationist, at a time when not many people knew the value of wetlands.
After she finished talking, she asked Dad to unveil the sign. Everyone moved back, and a photographer from the newspaper got into position to take a shot.
This is a very proud moment for me and for my family. It's a pity Granddad isn't alive to see this, but you're here, and that's important.
I looked at the sparkling water and the blades of harakeke waving in the breeze.
Do you think there's a bittern out there, Dad?
No doubt about it.